senior bowl practices, actually weigh-ins for the North team, standing next to me, one of the most electric talents you're going to find in all of college football. Not really sure what position he's going to play, but we're going to talk to Braxton Miller of Ohio State all about that. So I'll start with that, Braxton. Wide receiver, running back, a mix. What do they got planned for you at the NFL level?
You know, it depends on, you know, what the team needs at the time. But for right now, I'm play receiver. And, you know, if I come in the backfield, too. If they need me, you know, make plays in the backfield, come out of the backfield, go against a linebacker, you know, make plays, playmaker. So as long as the ball is in my hand, I'm good. So
playing wide receiver and running back, kind of a mix this year, having the experience at quarterback, how did that help you at those spots as you played throughout the year? Were you able to see things, kind of help your quarterbacks out and say, hey, I'm seeing these things? Did that kind of help having the quarterback experience when you moved to the other two positions?
Oh, yeah, knowing the whole aspect of the game, like, you know, the defensive coverage, the schemes, the linebackers, the leverage, you know, the fronts, even you know, when the fronts tell you something, it's the blitz size obviously don't come from the opposite side. So, I mean, a lot of things tie in from playing quarterback to playing, you know, receiver. Playing receiver is a lot easier. You know, it's fun. And, you know, once you get the ball in here, it's electrifying, man, so it's fun.
What do you want to show the NFL scouts this week? Obviously that you can't play receiver, but what key aspect do you want to show everybody this week?
You know, one-on-one coverage. You know, that's the name of the game, you know, especially in NFL. And then starting eight, you know, they're going to bring a blitz, and you're going to be one-on-one on the outside with the best corner out there. And, you know, that's what I want to prove. You know, I can do that. I'm going to have fun doing it, and, you know, we're going to see today.
Yeah, a couple guys in the city of Houston that you may know, University of Houston head coach Tom Herman. I would imagine that's a guy you know pretty well. We know him pretty well. Mike Vrabel, also inside the building. What can you tell us about Coach Vrabel? He seems like he's a pretty low-key guy.
Low-key? He's a good guy, man. You know, Coach Vrabel, we had a lot of conversations, you know, because he's a good guy, man, good family person, good coach, you know. Outside of football, you know, he always talked to me about, you know, life and what I want to do, you know, outside of football, things like that. So he's a good guy, man.
How about Coach Herman?
Coach Herman, man. He taught me a lot. Coach Herman, I love him to death still to this day. And I wish nothing but the best. You know, we've been there, been through some tough times, good times, and now we live in our dreams. You know, he's doing his head coach, and I'm going to the next level, living my dream and expectations. And that's all you can ask for, man. People doing well that you care about.
Last thing before I let you go. Going to the NFL. Obviously, there's a long way to get there. You got this week. You got the combine. You got pro days. You got all that. You got draft night. Have you thought about what it's going to be like to walk into an NFL locker room for the first time?
Nah, not yet. You know, I just got to get to step one, step two, step three. So I'm just taking everything in day by day. Make sure I'm doing my part to, you know, contribute to whatever team I go to. Make sure I'm working on my craft. So wherever team I go to, you know, they gonna take me as, you know, a nice playmaker. So, you know, it's going to be fun.
Joe, make sure you get the shot because this might be the closest that any defensive back gets to Braxton Miller this week. I just got to make sure it doesn't spin away from me before we go. Braxton, really appreciate your time, man. Thank you.
No problem, man.